So hopefully on the line right now on Leighton Buzz Radio, I've got Brad Goman, photographer. Are you there, Brad?
Hi, Andrina. Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, brilliant. So, Brad, you're kind of kicking off a lot on Facebook at the moment. I'm seeing your name everywhere, and it's because you've been doing this amazing photography project. Can you just let me know? You've been on your bike, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. So I decided to embark on a project called Leighton in Lockdown. I was walking around Astral Park on a Monday morning with my wife and son Joshua, and sort of had seen some other photographers doing it in the US and London, and thought it sounds like a really good idea to just help document these unprecedented times and to sort of give something back to the local community.
It's a fantastic project. I don't know if people haven't seen the project. If they go to Brad Goman Photography on your Facebook page, I presume you're on Instagram as well with photographs.
Yes, I am indeed. Yeah.
Just see all the pictures, because people have been coming out onto their doorsteps to have their photos taken with you. So they're sending you messages, aren't they, to your Facebook page to get you to visit them?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So you can contact me via Facebook page, Brad Goman Photography. Or you could email me direct at bradgomanphotography@gmail.com. So it's bradgomanphotography@gmail.com for emails as well.
Yeah. And people, I presume you're inundated, are you? You've got quite a lot coming in.
Yeah, it's been really overwhelming. The response has been tremendous. Yeah, so I started the project. I came up with the idea on the 20th, Monday the 20th of April. And since then, I've seen well over 100 houses.
Wow.
With about 40 already sort of in the pipeline for later in the week.
I think
so. It's been pretty hectic.
Yeah, I think you're taking a picture of one of our other presenters, aren't you? Chloe, I think she's
yes,
you're seeing her
right
on Friday.
Yeah,
so that will be all over social, I'm sure.
Yes. It's amazing how many different people have seen me out and about, or have seen a friend of a friend or something, that it seems that it's really spreading around town, and everyone seems to be really on board with it. And
it's a lovely project, because I think you get a real feel for everybody being in it together, that feeling that we're all pretty much living the same life, you know, with kids and working from home. And you've a lot of people have come out with their props, haven't they? That's been really entertaining. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, I've tried to encourage people to kind of represent what life's been like for them and what they've been up to. So I've had NHS midwives in their uniforms. I've had a radiographer. Photographed the president of the Leighton Buzzard Art Society with his painting easel last week.
I saw a couple of people in sombreros with drinks in their hands, and I can only imagine that they are having a massive party in their house.
Yeah, well, I think they were due to be going out to the Bahamas or somewhere,
oh,
but I think the sombreros were just a from a previous holiday over to Mexico. But yeah, they were really got into the spirit of it, and it's a cracking picture of them with their hats on.
Really good, really good. I love that one. So the hashtag is Leighton in Lockdown, isn't it? I think
absolutely.
If people even search for that, you can come up with a gallery of pictures already. Before lockdown, remember those days, Brad? Do you remember that? Before,
I do. Yeah.
your world was wedding photography, wasn't it?
Yeah, largely it's wedding and portrait photography is what I do most of. Yeah, so I'm a freelance wedding and portrait photographer.
Get the sense that things were going downhill? Did you start to get the cancellations coming in as people's weddings were delayed? And
yeah, sort of my diary has emptied really, really rapidly. So I've still got some weddings booked for the latter part of the year, but certainly the majority, sort of the spring and summer weddings, have definitely all been postponed, largely till next year. So it's going to be a busy year next year, I think, with kind of 2 years crushed into one.
All the catch-ups, you'll be cycling like mad between weddings. Maybe you'll get in the
car.
I'll
be able to use my car again by then.
maybe the car for that one. Yeah, my own wedding was put off 27th of May. It's now gone to the 14th of October. But you'd have to cycle very hard, because that's in Florida, so Otherwise, obviously, I'd be using you, Brad, obviously. So, yeah, the future does have bookings. How's life in lockdown for you in Leighton Buzzard? I know you're very, very busy, but what's family life like? And
yeah, it's great. What I've seen has been is a very mixed picture, that there are some people that are really struggling and really finding it hard, and others that are really embracing and enjoying the family life at home. I've got a two-year-old son, so it's been great being at home with my wife and him and playing in the garden with the nice weather. It's been really
And I think we should mention your wife, Julia, because she put together her own little project, didn't she, which was beautiful.
Yeah, she did a a cappella little piece that she did. She's a piano teacher and a violin teacher, and so she sings, and she did an a cappella piece that was really nice, and that seems to be doing the rounds as well. So
yeah, well, it's beautiful. When I heard that, I thought, wow, she's a very talented lady. So that's on your Facebook page as well, if people want to see
that featured. Yeah, I've shared that as well. Yeah, that seems to have all our family and friends, everyone's been writing nice comments and stuff. It seems to have got quite a good reach out there. So.
Very talented family.
Yeah, she might be doing more. I think she was just kind of a little pilot thing that she wanted to do just to have some fun, but seems that it's taken off a bit, so she said she might do another one or two.
I think we should encourage that. So Leighton Buzzard seems to be full of very talented people doing lots of things. I was speaking yesterday to Holly King Mand, who's doing the English lessons, and Holly with English, and that's just gone worldwide. She's 45,000 views on her first video and things like that. So
she's contacted me actually to take her picture.
Oh, lovely.
And I'm trying to arrange a time where I can be out with juggling childcare at home to be there when she's teaching, to try and take a picture through the window.
Oh, that'd be so brilliant, wouldn't it?
That's kind of on my to-do list, definitely.
Well, Holly's information is all on our website, and we'll add you as well.
Yes, so my website is bradgommanphotography.co.uk. So that's www.bradgommanphotography.co.uk. And I just wanted to say that I'm going to create like a big giant montage at the end of the project. So the idea is I'm going to piece together all of the various photos in a giant montage, and we'll either be sharing that on my website or Facebook, and I may even contact the council or the library perhaps and see if we can try and get it printed and put together.
I'm sure that we can really put this
sort of in the book of history. So
yeah, lovely. That's a really good idea. Okay, well, hopefully, I'm sure this is not the last we've heard of you, and I'll pop everything on the website for you. But for now, thanks ever so much. Thank you.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure.